All right, and you've got it on KHUM. And joining me right now via telephone, we've got Brittany over at PG&E. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
So we've got some pretty heavy-duty weather here. We were just talking with the National Weather Service office, and they were saying we can expect more heavy wind and rain for the next few days. It seems to be wreaking havoc on the power grid. We seem to have a lot of power outages. What is the situation that you know of?
Well, we are experiencing windy and rainy weather, and usually what that means is that we do see outages oftentimes due to vegetation coming into our lines or wind causing wires to slap together. These are things that we're prepared for. We have crews standing by waiting to get out into the field to restore power as it takes place. Right now what I'm seeing is that the largest outage we have in the area is in Eureka. We have about 1,150 customers out of service. We are working to get that restored as quickly as possible, but we're also seeing outages in cities like Arcata. We have about 720 customers out there. McKinleyville, we have about 330. In Ferndale, we have one customer, so we are working to get them restored as well.
Yeah, we were without power here for a while. Luckily, we have a generator. We're in Ferndale as well, but we've got power back at this point here.
And what we'll try to do in the area is make sure that where we're seeing the larger outages, we prioritize to make sure certain customers like hospitals, schools, are back up in service as quickly as possible, and then we restore remaining customers. Sometimes it might be as simple as just removing a branch from the line. Other times we might have damage to the facilities, and that will usually take our crews a bit longer to make restoration.
Do you have any reported outages in the southern Humboldt area, such as Garberville and Redway?
Right now, I'm not seeing anything in the southern area. I do anticipate that the weather might continue to move that direction. So as that happens, as I said, we have crews that are standing by ready to address these issues as they arise.
Okay. Now, with the big outages in Eureka and Arcata that you spoke of, any estimated time of restoration for those?
Right now what I'm seeing is that our crews are assessing the situation, making sure the area is safe, and then once we have a better sense of how restoration will take place, we should have a good idea of when customers will be back up in service. But we'll be working to do that as quickly as possible.
Okay. So at this point, not stretched too thin to be able to get it all done at a reasonable time?
No, I think at this point, you know, we were aware that the storm was coming in, ready to address it, and right now we have everything set up in a manner that we can get those customers back up into service as quickly as possible. And I would just add, you know, if customers are in the area and they see a wire down or any other issue with the lines, please always remember those wires could be energized. Stay away from them. Call 911 and PG&E. We'll come out right away and make sure that we address the issue and make the area safe.
Okay, and I always like to remind people as well that not to assume that PG&E knows about your power situation unless you're in a very large area with a lot of power out. Generally, PG&E knows about a power situation if folks call about it, right?
That's right. We really rely on our customers to give us a call and let us know if there are outages in their area. If you're experiencing an outage, my recommendation would be if you have neighbors in the area, take a look and see if they are also out of power. That's usually a good indicator that it is a situation with your line. Check your circuit breakers and then make sure you're prepared. Have battery-operated flashlights and other devices on hand so that you're ready to address an outage personally while we get out there and try to fix it on our lines.
Kudos to also the folks climbing the poles and dealing with that. I can't imagine climbing a power pole, dealing with high voltage in wind and rain. It takes a special breed of person to do that, I think.
I agree. We have some really amazing crews in the area, and I think what's beneficial to all of us is that our crews live and work in these communities, so they too are experiencing outages, and that's why they want to make sure they get out there and not only do the work quickly, but do it safely.
All righty. Brittany, thanks so much for getting back to me so quickly. Do appreciate that.
Thank you. Stay dry.
All righty. Will do. That is Brittany over at PG&E.